State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Do you want to connect your business with consumers at all times? Advertise on WILO Radio. Connect with your consumers in the car, at a grocery store, at the office. If your business is interested in results-driven digital display marketing, we can help. WILO and Casper Media specializes in all things media marketing. Casper Media's digital platforms include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, HoosierLandTV.com, and all of our radio properties. Casper Media and WILO offers full-service marketing, offering a variety of services that will promote all aspects of your business. We are growing in 2023, so why don't you and your business come along for the ride. Find out more about how we can build your business online and help you attract even more customers on a daily basis. To talk more about how to advertise on the radio, give us a call at 765-659-3338.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We're back on Inside the Huddle. Our guest right now is Chad Peckinpah, the coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers. The Gophers knocked off Delphi last night 57-40 in sectional 38 action. They knocked off for the first time in 30-plus tries Lafayette Central Catholic early in the week, and they've had propelled themselves in the championship game tonight, and they'll play Carroll. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, last night started off really well, first 11 points of the game, and was looking good. And then, like Bailey just kind of explained to us, probably hit the drought of, you know, the emotions of playing in a sectional game, but Prairie fought through it last night and held on for a 17-point win at Delphi.
Yeah, no question. I mean, a great start for us, and then, you know, maybe a little bit of the fatigue or the a little bit of drop-off that you kind of, you know, worry about as a coach when you come off a big game from Tuesday night and having to, you know, turn around and prep and play 2 days later. But, you know, we got off to a great start in the third quarter again and kind of, you know, propelled us to a victory.
Coach, I felt like the key to the last night's basketball win was going to be Ryan Harshbarger and Mr. Holliker. And both of those guys showed up big time for you, hitting big baskets at big times in the ball game.
Well, no question. I mean, when you get to this point, if you want to advance and continue to play and move on in the tournament, you got to have you know, more than one or two players really contribute, you know, to what you're doing. And Lane did that last night, you know, hit some big shots. Ryan kind of got us going early, and, you know, again, that third quarter had some big buckets for us. But then, you know, like, Caden Davis is all over the floor again, right? Rebounding. I think he dropped in 10 points for us last night as well. So, you know, to win at this stage, you got to have those guys, you know, as a team getting things done.
The thing about Caden Davis is I call him like Mr. Sneak. You don't see a lot of him. You don't hear a lot of him. But every time you look up, he's getting a rebound or kicking the ball out. I mean, he just seems to be in the right spot at the right time.
Well, from a coach's perspective, you know, you see him all the time because that's what you want, right? Where, you know, those guys really stand out for me. We've talked about this. He's all go. He works tirelessly, gives every effort on every play, and he's going after rebounds on both ends of the court. And, you know, there may be games where he doesn't score, you know, 10, 12 points like he did last night, but you can count on him getting 5, 6, 7, 8 rebounds. keeping stuff alive or, you know, holding on to possessions for us.
I think it was late in the third quarter, maybe early in the fourth. Caden went down with a little bit of a leg injury. Is he going to be okay for tonight and ready for the Gophers?
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. I haven't talked to him yet this morning, obviously, but he kind of got hit Tuesday, kind of like a shin bruise type thing. He got hit again, you know, last night. He kind of ran some inadvertent contact there, so he's working through it. That type of kid, I'm sure, knowing him, stuff like that's not going to hold him back from playing in the game tonight.
Coach, I'm looking down your roster. You have three seniors on your ball team: Jonas Knipp, Ty Kirkpatrick, and Derek McDonald. So the core of your team comes back. You got to feel really good about the position that you're in with right now.
Well, yeah, I think, the big thing for me, when you kind of look back at, last night's game, we played Delphi to a double overtime game, our fourth game of the year, and we come back here in, a couple months, and, we end up having a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter. I think that really speaks to these kids and how much they've grown this year. You talk about the youth that we have on our team. They really put in a lot of work, and we're definitely a different team from what we were, that start of the year, and we're continuing to get better. And, our seniors have done a lot for us, but we do have a lot coming back, as we talk about next year.
One of those seniors Don just mentioned, Jonas Knipp, sorry, I couldn't even think of his name, but he's really progressed on his offense here, Coach. He's getting to the basket, and, man, against Central Catholic here tonight, he hit some really crucial baskets on the attack, and then last night he did the same thing.
He's been great for us here. You can talk about kind of his last run where we've put a string of wins together. He got off to a slow start. He's kind of struggling on some things early in the year, probably lost a little bit of confidence there, as the times were a little tough, and he's kind of been in and out of the starting lineup. But I tell you what, this last month, he's kind of played like we had hoped he would or kind of expected him to this year. Had some big buckets, like you said, against Central Catholic. Made some great plays last night against Delphi. And I expect a lot of the same from him tonight. He just really kind of figured it out, and he's been really solid and really good for us.
Coach, what's the schedule for your team today as far as getting prepared for sectional championship at 7:30?
Yeah, we're going to come in here this afternoon. We're playing two tough games here in a week. We're going to get in there about 12:30 today, and we'll start talking and I'm going over some stuff for Carroll's, up watching film again last night and here this morning, just seeing if they're doing anything different from what we saw before. We got to see them play again last night. So we'll talk about that, and we'll get over to the gym about an hour before game time and just kind of move around a little bit and get ready to take the floor.
Carroll, Coach, they like to get up and down the floor. I think they're one of the top teams in the state in scoring average, up around 70 points a game, and last night was no different. They're moving up and down the floor. Do you think the Gophers ready for that challenge tonight? Delphi was a little slower, methodical team, and even Lafayette Central Catholic was the other night. But tonight I'm expecting to be a little quicker paced.
Well, we know that they're going to push, and that was something that we talked about the first time we played them, and we'll talk about that again. And if you look at Central Catholic and Delphi, they in some of their games, they've thrown the ball before. But I think our kids have done a good job of getting back on defense and getting set, and I think Carroll's going to really try to take that, to another level that those two teams don't quite do as much. Carroll does it pretty consistently. So we talked about that the first time we play him. Definitely going to talk about that again today. But we're going to have to be able to score some points as well, right? Because, they're going to make some shots. They're a great team. So we're going to have to really try to contain some stuff they want to do. But we're going to have to be able to score some as well.
Coaching the ball game, every possession here tonight is going to be very, very crucial. Your team has done a really great job at not turning the ball over and being able to get a shot up. That says a lot for your basketball team.
Well, especially for some young guys, right? So it's something that we've worked on a lot this year of, being in control and being simple, we call it, making the simple play. But if we do get into some traffic or in the paint, being strong, playing off of 2 feet, we talk about that a lot, which helps these kids. See a lot of kids, they want to jump in the air and pass and do some things on the fly, and a lot of times that just doesn't quite work out to what you're looking for. So the work that we put in for that, our kids have really kind of, tried to take over to the games. That's something we got to be able to do tonight as well.
And one of your young kids we haven't talked about yet today would be Jake McGraw. And I think the reason we haven't talked about him yet, last night he did a really good job distributing the basketball to all his teammates because they had some really good games. As you said, Lane and Caden Davis both had 10 points, and he gathers a lot of attention, but he also will be able to take the ball and distribute it when he needs to.
Well, yeah, we talked about how Jake can score. He has such a knack for getting to his spot and seeing angles and understanding how to get there and take advantage of them. You know, the kid does a great job of getting to the rim and being able to convert, and he almost lives at the free throw line sometimes, which, you know, for a young player to do that is great. But we talked to Jake a lot, too, about, you know, what's that next step for him and, you know, really kind of being that complete all-around player. So, in his last couple of games, in the last couple of weeks, you've seen his assists go up. He's getting a lot more hands on passes on defense. But I think it's, you know, Tuesday night, I think he had 6-7 rebounds for us as well. A number of rebounds again last night. So, you know, not only can he score, but he's really starting to understand how can he affect the game and other aspects as well. And, you know, last night he did a great job of getting other teammates involved.
Being the fact this is your third game this week, the bench will be very, very important. I'm assuming you'll be looking at probably substitutions coming off the bench with Jacob Wilson and Levi Osler.
Yeah, you got those two guys and Jackson Kerfoot. You know, those three guys have got to play some minutes for us tonight, like you said, and they got to, you know, give us some great minutes to kind of just, you know, if it's spelling a guy on the court or if it's getting some minutes that, you know, they need to play some extended time. They've all done that this year. They're all capable of that. So we're going to have to count on those guys tonight to try to keep us fresh. Like you said, you know, three games in a week and, you know, three tough games in a week. You know, we're going to have to count on all eight of those guys tonight.
Hey, Coach, it's the end of your fourth season here at Clinton Prairie. Seems like it went by pretty quick. You're 66-26. Can you reflect back a little bit how these first 4 years have went?
Yeah, I mean, the quick's probably a good statement there because it doesn't seem like it's been 4 years already, but I guess when you enjoy where you're at, enjoy what you're doing, and you get to work with great kids and great people, you know, time flies. So, I think I'm fortunate, you know, when I came in, you know, I had a great group, and I know you just got off the call there with Bailey Good, but you talked about someone that, you know, came in and just kind of bought into what I wanted to do and accepted what we were trying to teach, and, you know, those type of things just kind of carry over. And, you know, each year we've had great kids that want to come in and work and, you know, just play hard. And when you've got kids like that in your program, you know, it makes your job fun. It makes it easier because you can't get to that kind of, you know, record without, you know, kids that do it the right way.
Coach, talk a little bit about the importance of Russ Doyle and Bailey Good on your coaching staff and their input during a ball game.
Yeah, well, it's vital. You know, as I was a longtime assistant for my father, he would make a comment. You know, he would say stuff like, you know, you're only as good as your assistant coaches. And I guess as an assistant, you know, when I was for him, that doesn't really set in until you become that head coach. And you sit there and you look at all the stuff that assistants do, and they add to your program. And, you know, we got two great ones out there. Obviously, Russ is a longtime, you know, Prairie coach and Prairie guy and played there. So when you have the people that have that kind of history with your program, you know, it speaks volumes. And obviously, you know, I took Bailey Good right after he got done playing and put him on our staff. I don't think there's a lot of kids that could really understand and handle, you know, maybe what that looks like from a maturity standpoint and be able to separate kind of what his role should be from still being friends with a lot of guys on the team, right? But I knew he could handle that, and he's been great for us. So I think anytime you can take former players, former community members, guys that are invested in the program, you know, they just want the kids to do well, they want the program to do well, and those guys are you know, glaring, you know, examples of what that is.
Well, Coach, we won't hold you up any longer. We know you got a lot to do. I want to thank you, Coach Chad Peckinpah, Clinton Prairie Gophers, taking out time this morning to speak with us. Good luck tonight as you play Carroll in the Sectional 38 Championship over at Delphi.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks. We'll be back right after this message with Adam Tussinger, the head basketball coach for Carroll Cougars.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for more ways to save money? aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.